Back at it Monday, October 21st, in-studio guest Michelle Lyons, Bridgeport City Council member. We talked about an upcoming meeting that's been set up to address concerns about students living off campus in Bridgeport's North End from Sacred Heart University in Fairfield. And also, Aaron and I got into a discussion about one caller regarding who are the real neat freaks on college campuses. Is it guys or gals?
Listening to Connecticut Today with Paul Pacelli on WICC 600.
Hey there, how are you? It's hour number three of our four-hour get-together every Monday through Friday right here at WICC 600. It is Connecticut Today at 203-333-9422, 333-WICC. Paul Pacelli here, Aaron Johnson on the other side of the glass, and we're at 203-333-9422, 333-WICC. Back to the phones we go. Ron in Trumbull's been hanging on a while. Ron, hi, you're on WICC.
I was born too young, too early.
Oh, you mean for... Yeah?
I went to college and that became co-ed in my junior year.
Yeah.
And they had set up separate dorms, which were previously male dorms, mm-hmm. that is strictly female. And I went to visit my old room, and I think I was the 12th person there, which was kind of surprising since there was only maybe a 4-man room.
Now, what school was it, Ron? What school was this again?
Colgate University.
Oh, Colgate. Yes, I've been up to Hamilton several times, yes.
Oh, yeah. My daughters, when they went to school, they went to UConn.
Yeah.
And they had co-ed floors.
Oh, I had a co-ed floor at BU, yeah.
Co-ed floors, so you had guys in their own rooms.
And yes.
Women in their own rooms. Now you're telling me they're actually mixed men and women in the same suite.
I don't know. Aaron Johnson said, wait a second, hold on a second, Ron. Come on here, Aaron. You said that they're co-ed suites?
Yeah.
Can I do some grad work somewhere? Where is this?
Well, even at my school. So the way
Southern.
The way it would break down was underclassmen were broken up by floors. So guys would be on one floor, girls would be on the other.
Okay.
But when you go into the upperclassmen dorms, that's not the case. So you will live on the same floor as a bunch of girls.
You hear that, Ron?
Absolutely.
You hear that?
Yeah, that's okay. But as long as it's... I don't think I would have personally liked having... women in the same suite as guys. No, I don't think that I would have been a bit uncomfortable. I'll tell you the truth. If current girls are anywhere like what my daughters were, they're bigger slobs than the guys.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Aaron is coming back on. He gave you a big nod there, Ron. Hold on.
Ron said it. I didn't. The reason why
women are bigger in college are bigger slobs than guys?
Oh, my God.
Really?
Well, there are piles of clothes on the floor. You can't tell which is clean and which is dirty.
Well, that's true. Us guys, we just wear the same stuff 2 or 3 days.
Well, that worked.
Yeah.
At least we change our underwear.
Well, every so often you have to. Yeah.
When you ran out of laundry, when you finally double-sided the last pair of underwear.
You double-sided the underwear. Oh, my.
Come on. Didn't you double-size your underwear? Come on.
No. I've never done that. Not at all. Ron, thanks. Ron, thanks for the call, my friend. Appreciate it. Aaron, you okay there? Aaron literally can't get up. He's doubled over laughing. So you mean to tell me, Aaron? No, honestly, now, you got to gather yourself in here, my son. Take a deep breath. So you found at Southern, you said you were in dorms all four years.
Yep.
So you will, you're going to go on the record here as saying that Ron was spot on.
Yeah.
That women are bigger slobs than guys in dorms?
I will say this, that from my experiences, and like you said, I lived in a dorm all 4 years.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'm not the cleanest person.
Well,
I don't leave my clothes anywhere.
Yeah.
But there's a difference. And when I got to college, I learned this difference between being messy and being messy and dirty.
Yeah.
And there were some girls that had dorms that I, you know, went to school with where their rooms were very dirty.
Really?
And so whether it was, you know, like the hair stuff being everywhere, the clothes being everywhere, like Ron said, you didn't know what was clean, what was dirty, just like the smells that would come out of there at times, and it just, it wasn't always the case. It was definitely not always the case, but there was one time in particular, and I'm not going to go into too graphic a detail.
Please, we're approaching the dinner hour.
And you don't have to. I walked into a room, and I as soon as I walked in, I said, okay, all right. I'm going to, actually, I forgot something in my room.
I'll be out of here in a second.
As soon as I walked in, I turned around and walked right back out.
So basically, you're pulling one of those wrestling, woo, when you walked in. Yeah,
absolutely. Wow. 100%. And some other choice words. But it was just, it was definitely not a pleasant experience. Yeah. I'll say that. So
you're saying the guys were just kind of sloppy, not really
dirty. It was actually, a lot of the guys that I went to college with were more clean in a lot of ways than you would expect. Like, I had one guy that I actually roomed with in one of my suites that, like, he hated anything messy, so he just cleaned everything.
You get guys like that, very orderly kind of guy.
Exactly. But for the most part, most of the guys were just, you know, a little messy here, a little messy there, but now I could probably think of one or two girls that I went to college with during my whole 4-year period where you didn't at least walk into the room and be like, so did a tornado come through here?
Really?
What's going on?
Jeez.
Exactly. So.
Wow. See, that was kind of the opposite. I mean, not that I was ever a slob in college, but I mean, that was kind of, I found that as kind of the opposite when I was at school back in the 1840s, you know, so I guess, my my dorm at, you know, Carriage University, where we used to be, you know, when Horse and Buggy U used to play on the weekends, you know. Wow, there you go.
You're listening to Connecticut Today with Paul Vaselli on WICC 600.
Hey there, how are you? It's 8 past 3 o'clock, 3:08. Good looking Monday here at WICC 600 on the radio, online, WICC600.com. Paul Vaselli here. It's hour number 2 of Connecticut Today. Our phone number is 203-333-9422, 333-WICC. Going to talk about an issue that we touched on a little bit earlier last week and the week before. What is going on with an early proposal or early movement to maybe take a look at zoning issues, occupancy issues in at least one area of Bridgeport that has seen an influx, as many schools do, and heading into area towns, suburban schools in area towns that have a lot of off-campus housing. This to do with Sacred Heart University students in Fairfield who live in one area of Bridgeport. Joining us right now is Michelle Lyons, Bridgeport City Council member. Michelle, hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for stopping by and taking the time to come here. We appreciate it. Now, you, I know, have been mentioned in the media as at least starting to look at a situation, Michelle, where the occupancy of some of these homes that are occupied primarily by Sacred Heart University students from Fairfield, but they're living in homes in Bridgeport, and there is, I guess, a renewed or a heightened concern now in some of these neighborhoods because of, what, the population in these homes, some of the rowdiness. What's the genesis of this issue here?
Well, right now is what we're, you know, looking at is, and I put in proposals already in the past about looking into what the landlords are and what their responsibilities are on, you know, helping to get things working better in the North End. And that's in helping whether they're students, tenants, homeowners, whatever. We have this issue throughout the whole city.
Sure.
It just not happens to be in the North End, but right now it's highlighted in the North End.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that I think that the tenants, go check with your landlords.
Yeah.
And not only that, but have the landlords to make sure that they're putting all their policies in place to help whether they're students or tenants or whomever.
Yeah.
Because if they come from a different city, say they come from New York, New Jersey,
to go to Sacred Heart,
those requirements and laws, whether they're zoning, health, housing, are all different.
Mm-hmm. So we have a scenario here and where you have these homes being rented out by landlords who, look, they want to make money. They see that, you know, they can charge about $3,000 a month per house, right, as we were talking before we went on the air here. You know, about roughly $750 a month times four students. But what's the question here, Michelle? Is it people in the neighborhood that just want to see a little less? Is it the rowdiness, the partying, parking, public safety issues? What would you say are the prime things that people are talking about right now?
I think one of the major things it's right now is the parking.
Yeah.
Is one of the issues that I hear a lot about, that people can't park in front of their own homes.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, the city's trying to come up with solutions to maybe have permit parking like New Haven has it.
Sure.
Stratford has it. Maybe that's one of the things that we can work on. So this way, you know, that each person will be able to have their own designated parking area.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes we have a couple streets that we had to just put, though the city had to put no parking on the whole street at
anytime,
all.
Right.
And you know what? That's also not a fair way of handling things, but you know what? It's trial and error.
Yeah. Do we have an idea? Michelle, I don't know whether you checked on this or anybody else has. Is there a rough estimate as to how many houses in the North End this whole thing might be affecting here? Do you have any idea how many homes are affected here? Rentals or, you know, the students?
I don't know the total rentals because they have increased over the last couple of years.
At
one time we had an idea because the university and the police department, they had a list together.
Mm-hmm.
So that helped too. So I'm not sure what it is right now.
What has the, if any, Michelle, what has the response been or offer of any help from Sacred Heart itself regarding this? Have they talked to you folks on the city council? Have they talked to the city? Any contact from them?
I think in the past we've had some dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's such a complex problem.
Yeah.
So we actually really need to do a comprehensive study,
mm-hmm.
whether having a conversation with them, have a conversation with owners of the homes, have a conversation with students,
mm-hmm.
have a conversation with residents that live here all together. And that's why there's a meeting coming up, actually.
Okay, talk about that. When is that?
Actually, there's a meeting coming up on this Thursday,
okay.
October 24th,
mm-hmm.
at 6 o'clock, which takes in four North End areas.
Okay.
Because it's just not the North End, the 134th district.
Yeah.
You know, there's the 133rd.
Sure.
You know, and the 132nd. It takes in all the four districts,
mm-hmm.
which if we get people's viewpoints, and you know, it's sometimes you're going to have positive ones, sometimes you're going to have negative ones, but we need to come up with some plan because
mm-hmm.
as this going forth right now, it's causing nothing but uncomfortableness for everybody and for the quality of life for everyone. So that's where, if we can come up with some solutions, that would be great.
Yeah, and when you say the city needs to have a multifaceted outlook at this or some sort of a study, talk a little bit more about what if you could snap your fingers right now, Michelle, and say, here's what we need to do with this. What would some of your key points be?
I think we need to, as far as the zoning.
Yeah.
I think we need to, right now it's four unrelated.
Yeah.
And I think we need to, like, press that. Okay, this is four. It should be four unrelated.
Okay.
Not five or six. And the owners of these homes need to follow the guidelines and the rules. And I think if we get that under control, I think things would be somewhat better as far as the living conditions are.
Do you think are in some of these homes, let me just stop you there, in some of these homes, I'm not asking you to point the finger, but are there scenarios here where that four unrelated is being violated? Do we have homes where there are five, six people in there?
Yes. Yes. On different there's different streets in the Upper North End. Plus, also in other areas of the North End,
mm-hmm.
not just mine in the 134th, but other ones. You could go there and you could see five cars, six cars.
Wow.
All right? And if some people are following the guidelines with the four unrelated, then the other people and other homeowners should be doing the same thing. Because now what you've done is you've doubled up on parking. You doubled up on the problem. You doubled up on
public
the
safety, too, if there's a fire there or something
like that. And that is my, you know, no one understands that. One of the things that I take care of is public safety.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a concern that, you know, I have to be concerned about students, tenants, neighbors, everything. You know, you have to look at everything. That you want to make sure everybody's safe. And that's a big concern. Zoning, health, fire. What if there's
trash pickup, stuff like that. Yeah.
What if there's a fire?
Yeah. I mean, getting engines down there. Yeah.
You don't have a way in or a way out? Do you have a way for someone who's living in, maybe in a basement, is there a way in inside as the way going out? You should have at least two entrances or exits. And get proper, and also too is go down and get the proper permits. So this helps with the safety as well.
Another segment with Michelle Lyons, who's been kind enough to come in the studio today, member of the Ridgeport City Council, talking about, well, what might happen, or at least taking a look at zoning regulations or what can be done to help the people who live in the North End, who also share some streets with homes that are rented by landlords out to Sacred Heart University students. Nothing really unusual. So there are a lot of suburban-type schools that have these issues. So, Michelle, I guess, would you say that the four unrelated, maybe knocking that down to three unrelated per house, is that maybe the primary target here? Would that go a long way, you think, to alleviating some of the overcrowding?
I think right now that's just a discussion. It wasn't, you know, targeting the North End and students. This was looking at, because the subject matter came up too because of the fires that have been in the city of Bridgeport and the deaths that were coming about. So you try to think of different solutions. Right now, this is only a discussion.
Sure, yeah.
It didn't even come in front. It came in front of the city council, but then it's sent to committees. You still have to look at the master plan. You have to look at the zoning regs. Because we just opened up our zoning regs.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to see if what conforms. So there's no set to say, okay, this is definitely going to happen. You know, you have to look at everything.
Yeah, which is why I wanted to have you on, because I know it would be a long process. Sure.
It's a process. So that's why if we have a public safety meeting, we get the input of, like, how can we come up with solutions?
Mm-hmm.
Can we, you know, put more stricter rules on the landlords?
Yeah.
You know, not all landlords are, you know, some landlords are following the rules, but then you have some are not. So maybe we can come up with solutions to have that taken care of as well.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because you and I talked about that too on and off the air a couple of minutes ago. There are landlords who probably say, no, I'm not going to, you know, I don't want to come here and see any more than four people in here. That's what the rule is. But I guess as the world turns around, Michelle, there are people who, you know, will try and stretch the rules or go a little bit beyond, thinking, well, who's going to know? Right.
Well, that's where the talk is now, is getting a couple extra zoning officials
for inspections. Yeah.
And I think that would solve the issue. I mean, we tried that a while ago, but then what happened was, then the person, someone in the department, they got sick, so then that person had to move into that place.
Okay,
it was something like that. What I remember is a few years ago.
Can zoning people show up unannounced here in the city? Can they just, knock on the door and say, hey, Bridgeport Zoning, we just want to see the amount of beds in this.
That is not only that. You got the health department.
Yeah.
So that's why we're looking now, the attorneys right now are looking at, well, what are their rights and what are
sure,
their responsibilities?
Landlord rights. Yeah.
And what are the authority that they have to do this? I mean, Trumbull has only two unrelated.
Yeah.
They go in there, they take pictures of the cars, and then they send out a letter. So there's different ways that we need to do to try to this is also, like, I keep going back to the fact it's a safety issue. It's a safety issue for all tenants and everybody. Because God forbid if something happens, the city could end up being liable because, you didn't follow the guidelines.
Yeah, you didn't. Why? How come, in a wrongful death thing or whatever, how come you as the city, right, an attorney will get up there and say, well, this did not happen overnight, Michelle. You knew about this for years.
Right.
Show us what you did to try and alleviate this.
Right. And I think that's my, my biggest concern.
So you're not against, you want to say you're not against students living off campus in Bridgeport, as long as the rules are followed.
Right, because everyone has to obey the rules. I mean, and if you have rules to follow, then you're able to all live, you can have those quality of life issues. But everybody has to be respectful. And that's why we have these public safety meetings, to find out what are the concerns of the neighbors. They're upset, someone's having a party. Will they let the neighbors know? 100 people is unacceptable. So that's a little bit unacceptable.
It's a little much, I think.
Yeah, and we have to make sure it all boils down to following the rules.
It's the rules.
Following the rules, safety, safety, safety. It's safety for everybody. It's quality of life. That's another thing. I cannot stress the quality of life for everyone, because that's the most important thing, is quality of life for everyone. And, you know, if we have to live together, then let's follow the rules and try to do our best to make everything.
It doesn't mean that
positive.
Somebody is anti-college student in their neighborhood, but like you say, if they come home from work one night and they're bushed, and all of a sudden they hear the rumbling out their window and there's 100 students, you know, two doors down, it's, you know, doesn't make you a bad person not to want that, you know?
Yeah. And yeah. All, like I said, it all boils down to those, you know, yeah. main things. It's, you know, what can we do to all try to work together
yeah.
and, you know, come up with some solution. So, like I said, it's a complex problem.
Do you hope to bring the school in on this, too? Have you invited them to come to any of these meetings or hearings, whether it's a city council or the thing you have coming up on Thursday? What, have you reached out to them at all?
Well, right now it's been focused on, you know, hearing what the neighbors have to say
okay.
and with the concerns of I'm sure everybody will be out there. No
good.
Money. But we're also bringing zoning there, housing, police, health,
yeah.
and then talking to the neighbors. Once you talk to that, then let's see what could be our next step.
Mm-hmm.
What can Sacred Heart put in
sure.
to, you know, help alliviate
because
this,
they're going
to
say, yeah,
too.
They're going to say something, you know, and I'm not putting words in their mouth, folks, if you're listening down the street at Sacred Heart, no, but I've seen this happen in other schools where they say, you know, we understand your concerns, but we don't have any more on-campus housing. Like, where do we?
Again, this yeah. is a Fairfield University.
Well, thank you. That's what I mean. Yeah.
You know, where's Fairfield taking a part in this? I mean, are they taking a part in helping out their university as well?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a responsibility that maybe they should look into, you know, participating in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's all, and, you know, you see this on the council all the time, not just in this issue, but so many of these relationships, right, Michelle, they're delicate. Mm-hmm. I mean, it, as you say, it's got to be a give and take with everyone.
It's on both sides.
Yeah.
And I will say that Sacred Heart has paid for, you know, I advocated on this, and they have paid for, and they are paying for, police.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm working with the police department. It's right now is just using maybe following it up and see if the police officers that they have hired are working in the right areas, or, you know, and that's important too, because maybe they don't know where to go or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's all about working together and
okay.
trying to come up with a solution.
All right. Let's, once again, as we wrap up here, Michelle, the particulars of the next meeting again, so folks can go if they want to. Time, place, when is that this week, you said?
It's Thursday, October the 24th at 6 o'clock at John Winthrop School. Everyone's invited to come. Everybody's concerns and their input is going to be greatly.
And they can speak and listen and
yeah.
exchange ideas.
There'll be zoning people,
okay.
health in there, telling their, you know, what they're doing for the mm-hmm. neighborhood, what the police are. And if anybody wants to join in, they can join in. And then we can, you know, if the door opens up, they can have another meeting. Once we hear the concerns of the neighbors,
yeah.
then we bring in, you know, you can bring in maybe the college, see what they have to say after they hear the concerns, after we hear and analyze what we need to do on the city side.
Great. You know. Michelle Lyons, appreciate it. Bridgeport City Council member, thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay,
appreciate
the meeting it. Coming up this Thursday, the 24th. Okay, this coming Thursday, the 24th, 6 p.m. at the John Winthrop School. So if you are concerned and want more information about what's going on at the North End regarding the zoning regulations, should they be changed, what are the area people saying? As Michelle just said, police, fire, just show up Thursday. October 24th is coming Thursday, 6 p.m. at the Winthrop School.